up at dawn and ask her why. I dream a dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eyes. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne soup.
Area 54, music from the future.
did we begin? Back in the days we lived inside each other's skin. We traveled light, we never needed anything. Think of what you'd have to pack if you left and plan on never coming back. Just the thought of it can stop you in your tracks and make you stay.
Inside, I wanna show you what I'm capable of. I found a new finger on the familiar. You're listening to Area 54.
Called Thievery Corporation. It's Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you. The song is called Focus on Sight. And, you know, that was we pulled that off of Mirror Conspiracy, but you would almost think that was the very first song they ever did. It's just it was such a throwback song, even off of Mirror Conspiracy. It just sounded like it was a really earlier song. Had that kind of dub minimalist feel to it. DJ Kose before that did a song called Seeing Aliens, and then Marcus Marr play a song called Familiar Five. We promised we'd play some Tracy Thorn. You may know her vocals from Everything But the Girl. And she's been on her own for a while. It's been years. Her new album is called Record. And we play a song called Dance Floor.
Some cool tracks on there that aren't radio playable.
Yeah, right.
X-rated tracks.
Yeah, she's yeah, it's a good album, though. Odessa from Seattle did a song called Late Night. That's off their album A Moment Apart. And we started off the whole set with New Zealand's own Imi Zuma. Played a song called Champagne Supernova. You might recognize that. It's off of their album What's the Story?
Yeah, What's the Story, Morning Glory.
Yep, all the covers.
They covered the whole album.
It's amazing they did that. I still
made it into a chill album.
Did a good job, though.
Yeah, they did it while they were touring too, so that's amazing. This is quite impressive coming out and just.
I wonder if the Gallaghers like Yumi Zuma.
They must have signed off on it, right? They gotta be paying royalties on this. The whole album didn't even change the name. They must like those guys.
Must like them.
Who the hell knows what those guys?
No, but Gallaghers don't like anybody. Are you kidding?
Guys.
They don't like anybody.
They don't even like each other. I saw this documentary on those guys on the whole Oasis thing. It's kind of funny because I remember going through it back in the day, you know, when they just kind of came out of nowhere and blew up and then fizzled really fast.
Yeah.
And
you heard all the rumors and all the debauchery and,
yeah, the second British invasion and all that.
Yeah.
Never really happened. Was it Blur or Oasis? I don't know.
Hey, Blur stood the test of time really well.
I mean, they're still around, but it's like they're definitely not the Beatles and the Stones, right?
No. But Blur now, as Damon Albarn, they're great. He's had a great career.
He keeps
coming back.
As Gorillaz, you mean.
As Gorillaz,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, we got a Portland artist queued up here coming to the Crystal Ballroom the 31st of March. We're playing music off his latest Baralku. We got a track queued up right now called Goodness. Let's check it out.